sentence. When the bell rings, we have gotten as far as to exhaust the day to surprise. Home, work. I make it through the first 2 weeks of school without a nuclear meltdown. Heather from Ohio sits with me at lunch and calls to talk about English homework. She can talk for hours. All I have to do is prop the phone against my ear and occasionally while I surf the cable. Rachel and every other person I've known for 9 years continue to ignore me. I'm getting bumped a lot in the halls. A few times my books were accidentally ripped from my arms and pitched to the floor. I try not to dwell on it. It has to go away eventually. At first, Mom was pretty good about preparing dinners in the morning and sticking them in the fridge. But I knew it would end. I come home to a note that says, "Pizza, 555-4892. Small tip this time." Clipped to the note is a $20 bill. My family has a good system. We communicate with notes on the kitchen counter. I write when I need school supplies or a ride to the mall. They write what time they'll be home from work and if I should thaw anything. What else is there to say? Mom is having staff problems again. My mother manages Efforts, a clothing store downtown. Her boss offered her the branch at the mall, but she didn't want it. I think she likes watching the reaction when she says she works in the city. "Aren't you afraid?" people ask. "I would never work there."